Chapter 2. The Birth of Queen. Freddie had arrived in London at a very exciting time. His family had left Zanzibar to escape from a revolution, but a revolution was happening in Britain too. However, this revolution was not dangerous. It was a revolution in music, fashion, film and art, and its centre was London. Suddenly, London was the place to be. On the 15th of April, 1966, a story about London appeared in the American magazine Time. It called London the Swinging City. Swinging means fun and exciting, and many people remember the 1960s as the Swinging 60s. These years were a great time to be alive, especially for young people. They were free to enjoy themselves and to explore new experiences. Many parents of young British people in the 1960s had not had much fun when they were young because during those years Britain was fighting in the Second World War, 1939 to 1945. But by the 1960s, life was good again, and for their children, anything seemed possible. London was like a wonderful dream for Freddie. For one thing, there were so many exciting new fashions. The most popular shopping areas for clothes in London were the King's Road, Kensington, and Carnaby Street. Many fashion designers came to London, bringing new ideas with them, and they opened boutiques. These were small shops that sold clothes in the latest fashion. Music was very important for young people in the swinging 60s. At that time, there were no home computers or mobile phones. But many teenagers owned a new kind of small, light radio called a transistor. Transistor radios could easily be carried around, so young people could listen to their favourite pop songs while moving from one place to another. Many new pop and rock bands were starting, like the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and the Who. On the 1st of January 1964, the British Broadcasting Corporation, BBC, started a new weekly TV pop music programme called Top of the Pops. The first show was broadcast on the 1st of January 1964, with the Beatles as guests, performing their number one hit single, I Want to Hold Your Hand. Top of the Pops quickly became very popular and was watched by young people all over Britain every week. Until 1968, it was broadcast in black and white. But in 1969, it was broadcast in colour for the first time. Top bands and singers were invited to the Top of the Pops studio to perform in front of a live audience. Many bands and singers wanted to appear on the show because it was a great way to promote their latest songs. People could also listen to their favourite pop songs on pirate radio stations like Radio Caroline and Radio London. These stations were called pirate stations because they were not allowed by law to broadcast in Britain, so they broadcast from ships in international waters. The new music, fashion, dance and art had a strong influence on Freddie. He grew his hair long and started wearing clothes in the latest fashion. He was developing his own ideas about his future, which were very different from his parents' ideas. They wanted him to have a job like an accountant or a lawyer, but Freddie did not share their dreams. He was going to become a rock star. But first, he wanted to go to art college because many famous rock stars had studied art before they became musicians. From 1964 to 1966, he went to a college in Isleworth. And then in September 1966, he started a course at Ealing School of Art, training to be a fashion designer. Freddie was making lots of new friends, but he wanted to follow his dream of being a musician, and he knew that he had to meet more people in the world of music. On the 16th of December 1966, Freddie watched a BBC TV show of the first British television performance by Jimi Hendrix, the famous American rock guitar player, singer and songwriter. Hendrix had arrived in London in September 1966 and quickly became very popular. Soon the pirate radio stations were playing his hit single, Hey Joe, all the time. Freddie loved everything about Hendrix, his music, clothes and hair, and he wanted to be just like him. He discovered all the places where Hendrix was playing live, and he went to see him 14 times. Freddie drew pictures of Jimi Hendrix and put them on his bedroom walls. He was also writing songs at home and putting them under his pillow. In a film called Freddie Mercury, The Untold Story, 2000, about Freddie's life, his mother, Jer, said that she often told Freddie to clean his room and throw away all the papers under his pillow. Freddie's parents were worried he was writing music instead of studying. They did not understand what their son wanted to do with his life. But Freddie knew exactly what he wanted to do. He was thinking all the time about how he could become a musician. He started a different course at Ealing School of Art and made friends with another student on his new course, Tim Staffel. Tim was also very interested in music and was the singer in a band. The lead guitar player of the band was Brian May, the teenager who lived a few streets away from Freddie in Feltham. In the autumn of 1968, Tim and Brian decided to form a new band, but they needed a drummer. So they advertised on a board at Imperial College London, where Brian was a student. A young drummer from Cornwall called Roger Taylor, who was also a student, heard that they were advertising and contacted Tim and Brian. The three students formed a band that they called Smile. They studied during the day, but met as often as they could to talk about music and rehearse songs. They started writing their own songs, and they played for the first time at a gig at Imperial College on the 26th of October 1968. Freddie and Tim were good friends, so one day Tim introduced Freddie to Brian and Roger. Freddie liked them very much and was very interested in their new band. He became good friends with them and began spending a lot of time at Roger's flat. By this time, Freddie had left Ealing College, but he still did not have a real job. So he and Roger started selling clothes in the latest fashion at Kensington Market. Smile were playing at gigs in different places in London and Cornwall, and Freddie often went with them. He loved listening to their music and enjoyed watching them rehearse. He wanted to be part of Smile, but they already had Tim Staffel as their singer, and they did not need Freddie. However, a band from Liverpool called Ibex were looking for a singer and asked Freddie to join them. He performed live on stage with Ibex for the first time on the 23rd of August 1969, singing Jailhouse Rock by the famous American singer Elvis Presley. Ibex did not get the chance to play at many gigs in London, so they often played at gigs in Liverpool instead. Freddie was getting a lot of good experience with Ibex and he was learning many things about how to perform on stage. But it was a long way from London to Liverpool, and he was getting tired of travelling from one city to the other. London was the centre of rock music, and that was where Freddie wanted to be. He left Ibex and joined another band, but it did not last for very long, and in the spring of 1970, Freddie did not have a band. Was this the end of all his plans to be a rock star? Then suddenly, he had a lucky chance. Tim Staffel decided to leave Smile because he wanted to join another band. So Brian and Roger asked Freddie to be Smile's lead singer. At last, at the age of 23, it seemed that Freddie's dream had a chance of becoming real. Roger Taylor's mother helped to organise a gig for Smile on the 27th of June 1970 in Cornwall. This was the first time that Smile had played before a live audience with Freddie as the singer. It was not a great success, but it was very good experience and they were paid a little money. All the members of the band had long hair and wore black t-shirts, black trousers and high boots with silver necklaces and rings. There were only a few people in the audience, and some of them thought the band looked very strange and their music was too loud. The band's next performance was back in London at Imperial College on the 18th of July 1970. This was just a small gig for a few friends. But before then, two important changes happened. The first was that Smile had changed their name to Queen. The new name was Freddie's idea, because it was strong and royal. And at first, Roger and Brian did not like it, but later they agreed to it. The other big change was that, in the summer of 1970, Freddie changed his name too. He had written a song with the word Mercury in it, and he decided to call himself Freddie Mercury. Another important change for the band happened a few months later. They had tried different bass guitar players, but they had not been able to find the right person. But in February 1971, they met a student called John Deacon, who played bass guitar. And after hearing him play, they realised he had a special ability. So they invited John to join them, and he became the fourth member of the new band Queen. They had no idea back then that they were going to stay together for many years and become famous all over the world. Jimi Hendrix in concert. Roger Taylor. John Deacon.